Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with D&Z reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Local, loyal, and ready to spend. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd?
Yes!
Let's talk about how we can increase your foot traffic or get people to visit your website. Email us today and or message us on our socials so we can find the best packages for you. You can hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com and find us on our socials at Fade Route Podcast. Time to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
It's the option where we give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for NFL Week 2, and what an opening week it was. Narrowly taking home the top, we have Liz Staple snapping it up. Second place, we have the lovely Rita Sanchez. D, you were in third, tied with Ben Bean of O Radio's Interwho and Foxy. Jamaican Lion and I have some catching up to do, but that's what this week is all about. Sometimes you just get on a hot streak. I feel a heater coming up. Thursday night, Lambeau Field. The 1-0 Washington Commanders take on the Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
We are in agreement. I wasn't that.
It's tough on a short week, you know?
Yeah, short week. And I really wasn't that impressed with the Commies. They were all right. Wasn't really anything that didn't really, you know, nothing to write home about on Sunday. Who'd they beat again? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sunday. The 0-1 Cleveland Browns go into M&T Bank Stadium to take on the 0-1 Baltimore Ravens.
I think the Ravens will win, but I think it's going to be closer than people think. I mean, the Browns put up a fight against the Bengals, man. They were feisty.
They almost
killed Joe Burrow. He almost died. He got de-cleated like 3 times.
Oh, God. And it was just brutal in the second half. So if they play defense the way they played defense on Sunday, they got a shot. They have a shot. Is the offense going to be able to put up more than 16 points? They might have to. I'm not sure. So I'm going with the Ravens. The 1-0 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Cincinnati to take on the 1-0 Cincinnati Bengals.
No defense in this game, but the Bengals win.
We are in agreement. I don't believe in the Jaguars. I think they got a favorable matchup in Carolina. And yeah, they're going to get torched by Joe Shiesty and his crew. The 0-1 New York Football Giants go into Jerry World to take on the 0-1 Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys. If the Giants play the way they played last week.
The one thing is that the Cowboys don't really have a pass rush. But the Giants don't really have an offensive line. So this is going to be an abysmal
trash matchup. Trash against trash.
It's going to be an abysmal matchup. Oh, I'm taking the Cowboys on the strength of Javonte Williams. So that's where it is. That's where I am mentally right now. The Giants tried to bend but not break, and eventually they broke on Sunday against Washington. You can only do that to your defense so many times. And that offensive line is going to be the death of this team. The 0-1 Chicago Bears going to Ford Field to take on the 0-1 Detroit Lions.
I'm going with the Bears. The Lions look like trash. They don't have an identity. They couldn't get anything going. The Bears actually played a good game. I think just Caleb Williams had a couple of bad series in the second half, but I'm going with the Bears.
That defense plays. That defense absolutely plays. I heard an interesting stat. When Jared Goff doesn't have Sean McVay or Ben Johnson, he's 0-19-1.
Nice.
Yikes. Jesus Christ. Okay. So that's where we're at right now. You figured the Lions have to show a little bit of pride. I'm going to go with the Lions. The Bears played the Bears played very well. Absolutely. Couldn't hold on at the end, but that's a bright spot. But I think the Lions are going to be home. Get right. We'll go from there. The House of Horrors game. The 0-1 New England Patriots go into Miami to take on the 0-1 Dolphins.
It's Waterloo. It's Battle of Waterloo.
This is it.
Patriots.
It's the House of Horrors, though. The Patriots historically
don't play well.
They don't play well in Miami.
They don't play well.
So, but right. This Miami team has gone fucking awful. So,
who hired this crew?
Like, what are we doing here? These guys are furniture movers? Like, I'm going to go with the Patriots as well. This Dolphins team is abysmal. And back up the truck once it's over. The 1-0 San Francisco 49ers without Kittle and without Purdy go into the Big
Purdy's
Easy.
Not playing?
I don't think he's playing. Oh, as of right now, I don't think he's playing. Now, we'll find out. But definitely no Kittle and certainly no Jake Moody. They cut his ass. So they're going into the Big Easy to take on the 0-1 New Orleans Saints, who were surprising against the Cardinals.
They played good defense. I'm taking the Saints.
Again, coming east is hard. Coming east is hard, especially if it's not going to be Purdy, if it's going to be Mac Jones. I'm going to stick with the Niners. So we'll see what they got. Pearsall looked pretty good. They've got something there. He was a solid pick, before he got shot. So he's probably working back from that. So, give it a little bit of a go here. The 1-0 Buffalo Bills go into MetLife to take on the 0-1 Jets, 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 Jets.
Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, Lupus is 0-2. The DK Metcalf Bowl, the 0-1 Seahawks go into Pittsburgh to take on the 1-0 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
You got a team that could only put up 13 points against the Niners. Kind of meh performance. Going up against a Steelers team that didn't really stop anybody. Like, I'm intrigued to see what the hell's going to happen there. They have something with Charbo. I think Charbo is eventually going to overtake Kenneth Walker as the number one running back. So that might be worth it. And, Sam Darnold against this defense is going to be a nightmare, though. I'm going to go with the Steelers. The 1-0 Los Angeles Rams go into Tennessee to take on the 0-1 Tennessee Titans.
Rams.
Yeah.
Titans play good defense, though.
Titans play good defense, but they only managed to put up 12 against the Broncos. So the Rams aren't...
That was another situation. This asshole is running in the wrong direction. They're in field goal range, and he just starts going backward. Dude, just stop going backward. Either throw the ball out of bounds or get down.
The end zone is over there. Over there.
You got Zach Wilsonitis.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. But no, the Rams have a good defense of their own. So, I could see this being a more of a defensive struggle, a lower scoring game. It certainly is not going to be 34-32. So I still have the Rams.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 0-1 Carolina Panthers go into the desert to take on the 1-0 Arizona Cardinals.
Cards.
Yeah. Carolina, the Panthers still don't have anything there. That's unfortunate, because you hoped for Bryce Young. He showed flashes at the end of the season last year. It's just, there's no there. Cardinals win in the battle of short quarterbacks. The 1-0 Denver Broncos go into the horseshoe to take on the 1-0 Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones.
I got to imagine it's a painful day for Jones, but yeah, if he's able to win this game, well, I'm taking the Broncos.
I'm taking the Broncos too. Like, this is going to prediction pain. Absolute pain. Now, Bo Nix did not play well in week one. He was just kind of mediocre. He has to right the ship. He absolutely has to right the ship. But they got something in Dobbins. Dobbins looked great. It only took like a few years. He's finally healthy. Good for J.K. Dobbins. A rematch of the big game, don't you know? The 1-0 reigning defending champion Philadelphia Eagles go into Arrowhead to take on the 0-1 Kansas City Chiefs.
Eagles.
Chiefs go 0-2. Left searching for their mouthpiece. That's all you need to know. Your Sunday night special, the Kirk Cousins Bowl, kind of. The 0-1 Atlanta Falcons go into Minnesota to take on the 1-0 J.J. McCarthy-led Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings.
I'm going to go with the Vikings, too. That defense tightened up at the end of the game. McCarthy showed me something, right? I texted you, and I said, Vikings offense looks like shit. And they did. It was 17-6. They couldn't get anything going. McCarthy's, like, begging the center to snap the fucking ball.
He threw somehow a pick six.
Threw a pick six to a guy that was on the Vikings practice squad. So, like, you know, if you're gonna learn Justin Jefferson's tendencies, you might, you know, go for it. He showed some moxie. So moxie goes a long way. Vikings win. We have not one, but two Monday Night Delights this week. 7 p.m. ABC and ESPN. The 1-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Houston to take on the 0-1 Houston Texans.
Buccaneers.
Going with the Bucs as well. The Texans look like trash. And Tampa Bay still plays really good defense. And your Monday Night Delight Part 2. The 1-0 Los Angeles Chargers go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 1-0 Las Vegas Raiders.
The Chargers.
So, let's take a little walk down memory lane, a little history lesson, kids. Stanford, right? Stanford coached by Jim Harbaugh, USC coached by Pete Carroll. The What's Your Deal, Man game. Love it. This has some teeth to it. Besides a division matchup, I am going to take the Raiders. Why not? It's early in the season. Somebody needs to establish dominance in the AFC West. Why not the silver and black? Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us. Sign up today. CBS Sports, the Option 2025. play against us, take home the bragging rights, and let's go. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.